I hope I'm not losing it, but can you hear that? It's awfully late and I'm getting suspicious.
What do you mean?
I could swear there's someone creeping around in the hallway. I'm gonna have a look through the peephole. Give me a second.
I'll promise you just won't go out there, all right? It might be dangerous. So, what do you see?
Oh, it's our neighbor. They've been fumbling about for a while. They're checking under the mat as well. Oh dear, I think they might have misplaced their keys. He's rummaging around his pockets. What? How deep are they? He keeps pulling more things out. Oh dear, this doesn't look good.
Should we help him? We don't know him very well, but he's been nothing but a good neighbor to us, and always polite and courteous to us when we pass. Remember when he offered to take our trash out for us when we got sick last winter? We could throw him a line. He could probably use it.
Well, as long as you're comfortable with it, then we might have a guest for tonight. Hello there. I don't mean to pry into your business, but is it fair to say you might be down on your luck tonight? Lost your keys? Don't worry. Everything will be all right in the end. I know this might be a bit strange, but I am more than happy to offer you our pull-out sofa for tonight. In the morning, you can deal with the issue. It's very late in the evening, and I wouldn't want to send you out all the way to your friend's house or whatever solution you might come up with. What do you say? Yes? All right, come in, come in. Shoes off at the door, please. It's nice to formally meet you. I'll just introduce myself and her again. I'm Kathy, and her name is Yubi. We are, well, I suppose best friends who moved in together. Yes, please. Just stand there and I'll pull out the couch for you. Don't be silly. You do not have to do a thing, young man. You're probably worried out your mind right now.
I can make us some herbal tea, which should help to get you all nice and relaxed again. Do excuse me a moment, but alas, it's very nice to meet you again.
Is this the part where I sound like a mother and say, "Where did you last see them?" The keys, silly. Oh, left them at work. Ah, well, then there's nothing to worry about at all, young man. You can head to work tomorrow and pick them up. Crisis averted. I assure you, it is no bother at all having you sleep over. If anything, it's quite fun having the company. You remind me of my oldest. How I miss him. Oh, yes, I've had two boys. They've flown the nest now, both away to college. Well, the youngest is taking a leap year in Europe, of all places. I'm sure you're wondering where the father is, but he left for another woman. No. I assure you, it's nothing to say sorry for. Honestly, I was a bit relieved. Between you and me both, honey, some adults aren't ready for a full woman like myself. All right, I think that's your bed for tonight, mate. Come, sit down. We'll perch ourselves on it before we head to retire for tonight.
You're lucky you didn't miss us, as it's awfully late. Would you have had the courage to knock on the door and ask for help? Well, I'm glad we caught you in that case. Now, I won't be offended if you don't enjoy the taste, as you had to let the herbal tea grow on you. Just sip what you feel like. How come you get back from your work so late? The beloved double shift when someone else calls in sick out of nowhere. Gotta love it. The best advice I have ever given to my child is when you're stressed out of your mind at work, just ask yourself, do they pay you enough? That's it. That's my sentence. Normally, you will find yourself just a bit more realistic and avoid mental burnout or exhaustion so quickly. Oh yes, I'm a mother too. It's kind of how we both met each other. Well, as for my husband, work stress became too much, and he wasn't the man I once loved. Money, money, money. That was his motivational factor. No point on dwelling on it, but I do appreciate your sincerity in your words. Thankful it doesn't sting as much anymore. He was very work-devoted, and the night were very lonely. Fate smiled upon me when Kathy approached me about moving into an apartment together. We went for a little coffee shop date, and she just came right up with it. At first I thought it was a little crazy, and a little strange. But the more I thought about it, the more it made sense. I was lonely when my children got into work and started dating. It must be our 3-year anniversary soon. You've been in this complex for a little while now. We are still grateful, by the way, for your offer to take the trash out and go shopping for us when we were sick. No good deed goes unrewarded.
I tell you what, as our treat, I'll even put the fire on for you tonight. I know what it's like to try and sleep somewhere that isn't your bed, and not having the comforts of your own home can be tricky. I forgot to mention, but the bathroom is just the first door down to the left in the hallway. Our bedrooms are through these doors. If you're having any issues, just knock on my door, as Yubi likes to sleep like a rock. I'll get you some water and snacks when we head to bed to make sure you don't go hungry. Did you have a meal at work or after? Oh, you haven't? Well, of course we have to feed you. Our motherly instincts go further than just our children. I'll tell you what, as a complete treat on us, we'll have takeout tonight. We've not been naughty in a while, and staying up a little more isn't going to disrupt our sleep patterns. There's a gorgeous new family Italian restaurant opened up, so I'm happy to support them. I'll grab us a few different meals, and you can just pick out the bits and bobs that tickle your fancy. Yes, that settles it. And no, before you ask, you cannot pay me for it. As I said, mother's treat.
You've gone bright red. Is that because of the fire, young man? Or are you happy to be surrounded by some MILFs? Oh, you know how we older women love to tease. If we're honest, we've actually had a few tonight. That doesn't bother you, right? You're yawning. Are you ready for some sleep as well? We've just put the fire on, and a takeout is on the way. You wouldn't say no to us getting cuddled up to you, right? We can have a little nap while the food gets here. Just lie back so we can get cozy.
Well, you can't sleep in your jacket. Let me take it off. There you go. I'll pull over this blanket on you too. You must be exhausted after that double shift, so I doubt you'll want to pass up an opportunity like this. Let me fluff up your pillow as well. Say, would you want a shoulder massage or something? You're so tense, and nothing is worse than trying to sleep with horrible muscle tension pain. No, I simply insist. Let me rub you down. There. See, that's better already. Poor thing. Working yourself to death at this rate. Do promise us, young man, that you'll look after yourself. I know it's hard in this day and age, especially how job security just doesn't exist anymore. But you are the most important person in the entire world, okay? Yes, from your perspective, I'm the most important person in my world, and Yubi is the most important person in hers. It's all perspective. So that means you must simply be the one to do things in your best interest. I hate to say it, but Mother knows best. There you go with blushing again. It's quite endearing. Try your best to close your eyes. We'll wake you up when the food gets here. Do you have another shift tomorrow? Oh, dear. Well, in that case, you can always freshen up by having a shower. There's lots of lotions and potions in there waiting to be used. You never know. You might start turning some heads at the office, going and smelling like some MILFs. I don't, however, have any clothes to offer you, so hopefully you have a change at work. Worry not. It's not the worst thing that could happen. There. You're at least a bit more relaxed, but I might have to send you off to a spa or something. You're not. Have knots.
At least let me pamper him a little too. Can't have him all to yourself.
All right, I see how it is.
There, darling. Let me run my nails through your hair. I loved giving my children scalp massages. Used to make them fall asleep in under 5 minutes. No matter what I was doing, I enjoyed it when I rambled to them as well. I would tell them every mundane thing that happened to me that day. How I got to put together a presentation for a work meeting. How my boss demanded stricter deadlines that were never ever possible without overtime and underpay. We butted heads quite a lot. But he's certainly calmed down now. I don't know if it was because he thought I would be the shiny new start that didn't have a backbone. Honestly, between the three of us, I don't really have much of one. But there's something inside me that's like a light switch. When I saw him be mean to younger interns, I thought to myself, absolutely not. To try and scare young adults to bend over backwards for meager pay and completely disrespect them at every chance. Not on my watch. Some bullies never grow up. Well, your eyes are closed at least, so that's a good sign. Shh. Just listen to the fire. I might actually roll over in a second. I can feel myself getting sleepier.
Oh, you have a request. For the both of us? Oh, don't be modest. We are more than happy to do something for you. What is it? Oh, you have cold ears. Well, of course we don't mind petting them for you. There, how's that? Both of us stroking your ears. Nice and gentle touches. If you ever find yourself in trouble again, young man, you know you can rely on us, right?
It's kind of nice being a bit motherly again towards someone. I guess it really does never leave you. But we are serious about that offer of a helping hand. You forget your keys, lock yourself out, then we are quite literally 3 knocks away. We aren't out often, except for the usual grocery shopping. or nice evening dinner on the weekend, right? Help is never far away for those who ask. Are your ears feeling a bit warmer now, at least? My hands are quite warm because of the fire roasting away. I don't know how much longer I can keep up with you both. I feel a slumber coming on. I'll do it for as long as I can. But, yeah.
Oh, I did tell you earlier. Out like a light and sleeps like a rock. Say, could I hold on to you? Rest your head on my chest, please. Oh, that's so much better. I love giving big, snuggly cuddles. Such a nice embrace. You're the perfect fit for having your head on me. Oh, there, there. Shh. Let that stress